proclamation number 4828 dated the February 2nd, 1950. Need of reapers at the time of harvest. Many laborers will be needed when it is time to harvest, and therefore I welcome everyone who offers his services to me. And everyone will be assigned a place according to his ability where he can work and do his best to fulfill his duty. I will reject no one because the work before the end is urgently needed and because I cannot have enough reapers when it is time to harvest. However, they must grant me their will and their loyalty. They must support their lord as suitable laborers and always accept his instructions with a firm determination to comply with them and thus to serve me faithfully. Yet they should not only comply with my will but also adopt this will as their own. That is, they should be convinced that they can only help their fellow human beings through their work, that their spiritual work will not merely be accomplished mechanically or on my behalf but that they enjoy it themselves because they realize that only this work will profit the soul. Everything my laborers do for me and for my kingdom must be carried out with utter conviction, eager dedication and love. Only then will they be the true servants I have chosen to work for me. Anyone who purely complies with his task under pressure will not gain any benefit from it. He will not be able to be the right leader of the blind because he cannot see himself. Being of service to me means to be lovingly active for one's fellow human beings in order to help them spiritually and physically in their adversity. For that is what I do in my love, yet my servants shall do this instead of me. They shall represent me, thus fulfill their lord's will if he cannot express himself because people would be unable to endure my presence on account of their immature state of soul. To these I must speak through a human mouth and, for this purpose, diligent servants should lend me their mouths so that I can talk to the former if they require my word. There is much work to be done in my vineyard. There are many fallow fields, human hearts, which shall be made receptive for the pure seed, for the gospel which originates from me and which shall lead people back to me. So anyone who spreads my gospel, who enlightens people and enables them to accept my word, who instills love into their hearts and thus makes them receptive for me myself, is my laborer and serves me well, and he will already be blessed on earth and, one day, in the spiritual kingdom, for he helps to save many souls from eternal death. He spreads light and thereby illuminates the path to me, the path to eternal life. Amen.